life.
Good morning, America. How are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son.
And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of Thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, glad you're joining us today. We're live from our flagship station this week, 1150 WJBO in Baton Rouge. Our show emanates from Genesis Communications out of Minneapolis. Tom Sherman is my producer up there with us today in Minneapolis. I'm down here in the little hot area of Louisiana, but sure glad you're spending some time talking about some of the issues of the week. You know, the French Revolution took place a little after our American Revolution, but this weekend is the celebration of Bastille Day, which is the liberation of the French. And look, we beat up on the French a good bit, but I've got a lot of good feelings towards the French. You've lived down here. I live in the South in Louisiana. Many of our people down here speak French. There's a tie between Louisiana and France. We have the French Civil Code. Most of us love to go to France and drink their good wine and eat their good food. But there are some differences, and they're very proud of their liberté, their freedoms. We're going to talk about that a little bit this morning, amongst a number of other things with us here on the Common Sense Show. You know, French have a little different idea of freedom than the Americans do. And I think with our 4th of July here, just a matter of a couple weeks earlier, when we celebrate our Declaration of Independence, our cut from the British throne, and of course the French were involved in their revolution over the monarchy in France. They wanted their freedoms just like we want our freedoms. You bring it home in this election year. I got an email last week from someone that asked me, what is the single biggest threat to the future of our country today? And no, it's not Obama or it's not Romney. It's not the invasion or the confrontations we have in the Middle East. No, I think it's something a little bit more simple than that, but more important than that. I would argue, and I'm tying this into the French view of freedom versus our view of freedom. I would argue to you that we have failed to pass on to our present generation just what it means to be an American. You know, our political leadership today has not conveyed the premise that a society that does not survive or will not survive unless there's a why to survive. You follow me? The average American in this country today cannot articulate what our country's values are. What makes this country exceptional? And that's the failure of those of us who are a little older who've not insisted that our elected officials, our educators, not put that focus into proper perspective. What are the values of our country today? And you can find a number of ways to compare us and the French in terms of their liberté and our liberty. Probably the simplest way to do it is just to reach in your pocket right now or go into your purse and pull out a coin. The values that make us exceptional in this country today are right there on a nickel, on a quarter, on a penny, whatever you have. You see, if you pick up that coin, you're going to see three basic things. And these three basic things differentiate us from the liberté you find in France. Liberté means freedom, but it's a collective freedom. We're going to look out for one another, and we're going to have the same thing in many instances in terms of our system in which we run, our welfare system, our pensions, our vacation time. We're all going to be pretty much the same. I want the freedoms, but I want the uniqueness that America gives us, and often we've not incurred those values in our sons and our daughters, and I think that's a huge weakness in our country today. Unfortunately, not being addressed by either candidate running for president of the United States. Pick up that coin. First of all, it says, in God we trust. America is founded on the notion that God is the source of our values. I believe in that. I hope you do, too. That's why the Declaration of Independence, by the way, says that we have inalienable rights. They're not man-given. They're not from humanism. They're not from the great thinkers. They've come from God. No God? Then rights can be taken away by the government. When you've got God that you accept in terms of inalienable rights, these are basic to you, these are critical to you, these are constitutional to you, those are guaranteed to you. And if they're not given to you, then you've got something to fight for. Number one, in God we trust. Number two, it says on that coin, E pluribus unum, E pluribus unum, from the many, one. We don't care where you come from. We don't care about your color, your creed, your race, your religion. You work with us to build this country, and then you're one of us. From the many, one. And then finally, the difference between liberté in France and liberty. Now, you know, the French profess that in their resolution, they endorse liberty as a basic right. I understand that. Liberté, equality, fraternity. Remember all the notion? We've seen that. By the way, Les Miserables, a great Broadway show that accentuates the French Revolution, is going to be coming this fall with Hugh Jackman and Nicole Kidman. It's going to be a great movie. I'm looking forward to it. But in any event, notice the French version, and let's go back again. Liberté, equality, fraternity. Notice the French version, freedom is adopted as part of equality. Now, here's where we differ, you see. I think we all agree that we're born equal. I don't care where you come from, what your heritage is, your economic situation, your race, your color, your creed. We're born equal. I accept that, and I think most Americans do too. But here's the difference. Then we're on our own to make of ourselves what we want. Where you end up is your business. You follow me? You're given the opportunity to be born equal, but then, and I know that you're going to say, yes, there's differences. Somebody comes in with a gold spoon in their mouth and they've got a lot of money and family money and upbringing. Well, that's where the system comes in fighting for education and giving you the opportunity to rise above your bootstraps. There's been too many of us out there who had very little when we were young and make successes of ourselves. And I say too many of us. I'm in that number. I didn't have the silver spoon in my mouth. And many of you didn't either. So again, you look at that coin, and you see in God we trust, E pluribus unum, and then liberty. We're all born equal, but then you have to make it on your own. You see what I'm saying? And that's the not a slight difference. That's a pretty important difference between us and the French, the individual freedom versus the collective freedom. And I want that individual freedom. And unfortunately, in too many instances, that individual freedom has been compromised. And that should be a debate in this presidential election. Mitt Romney is coming to my city here in Baton Rouge tomorrow for a big fundraiser. I don't know if we'll see President Obama down here. This is a red state where I live. It's going to go for Romney overwhelmingly. But when these presidential candidates come through, I know that jobs are important. That should be the major issue, the economy. But the basic freedoms of America to pursue your dream, to be an individual, to take your direction in individual freedom, to me is a key component of what makes this country exceptional. And what's disappointing to me is I don't hear either presidential candidate talking about it. I don't hear it from any candidate. We're pretty much just talking about, you know, these same full issues. And freedom to me is the most important thing we could talk about. Wrote about it in my column this week. Hope you'll take a look at my column. Go to www.jimbrownusa.com. I raised the question, is this the land of the free, Mr. President? And I wasn't saying Mr. President in a specific term. I directed it to Barack Obama. I also directed it to Mitt Romney. Whoever the next president is this the land of the free? We'll come back and talk about it some more. Glad you're joining me here on the Jim Brown Common Sense Show. www.jimbrownusa.com. Freshen up your coffee. We got a lot more to talk about today, so stay with me, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense. right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun Contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun Contractor Michael King is a qualified, license-tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun Contractor Michael King today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 12th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,564.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,603.75, $801.87 for a half ounce, or $400.94 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,603.75, $801.87, and $400.94.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Trying to define our country a little bit in the show today. Talked about values, freedom, compared our freedoms, our liberty to the French, who just celebrated Bastille Day this weekend, to their liberté. And there's a big difference. We've talked about it before. We're going to talk about it again. Let me give you some perspectives on America. I got thinking, you know, I love this country, and I love so many of the quirks, and we sure got our quirks. Let me give you something that I saw here about 3 weeks ago. I'm up in New York City, And we've got a lot of listeners in the New York, New Jersey area listening to us on WVNJ 1160 AM in New York. I'm over about 7th Avenue, I believe, maybe around 43rd Street. You know what I'm talking about, more on the western part of Manhattan. I'm walking up the street. That's the one great thing about New York. New York, and I go up to visit grandkids pretty regularly. There is a, it's a wonderful walking town. You pick your area. You find so many little shops. You can walk and walk, and there's so many things to look and do. That's what I did. So I want to stop for a cup of coffee, right? And there's Starbucks everywhere. I don't care where you're listening. You got a Starbucks. Starbucks has taken over America. It was McDonald's. Now it's Starbucks. So I'm walking around the corner, and there's a Starbucks. Well, I want to get a cup of coffee and maybe I pick up a lot of those local newspapers to see what's going on in the city, the little free handouts. So I got a bunch of them in my hand, and I go to the local Starbucks. Finish up, and I walk out the door, and directly across the street from the Starbucks that I'm just walking out of, I take a look, and what do I see? A Starbucks. There's one in my corner. There's one directly across the street. I don't care where you live. You need two Starbucks? How would you like to be? I can just hear the conversation right now. The guy, the building's empty across the street from the first Starbucks. And the guy's in the empty building, and he's thinking, what can I do with this building? Where can I make it work? And he says, he turns to his wife, and they're looking over the building. This is their investment. He says, you know, honey, I got a vision. I'm going to put me here a Starbucks right across the street from the present Starbucks. What's the thinking in something like that where you go through that process? And then, so then here it gets better. It gets better. I walk down the street about 70 yards, 65, 70 yards. There's a Barnes & Noble. I'm a bookophile, and I always go in to pick up a few books and see what's current coming out. And maybe, especially when you were traveling, you find something about the local area. You find some good sales on the sale box, right? And what do they have in Barnes & Noble? A Starbucks. I don't mean, we've been taken over. I thought McDonald's was taking us over, and everywhere now it's Starbucks. Everywhere you go, you got the Starbucks. And then I never know what to say about the double latte frappe sume with soy milk, and what do you put in the thing, and I want a cup of coffee. Everywhere you go, there's a Starbucks. I don't know what kind of reflection is in that country of ours, but Starbucks. And then I thought, well, this is not unique to America. Starbucks has taken over China and taken over India. There's Starbucks everywhere. I've got a little trip planned going to Italy in a few weeks, and I'm told on, you don't have to worry about where you get your coffee. Just look for the local Starbucks. Uniformity is not just an American attribute. It's taken over the world. Now, here's something that's not uniformity involving uniforms. Did you see where the Olympic team has been picked? We've got a great members of the Olympic team. I watched the trials for track and field. I'm an old track and fieldite. I tried out for the Olympic team back in 1964. I didn't make it. Got almost to the finals, but I didn't make it. But I did try out for the team. And if I had made that team, one thing they do is supply you with not only just the uniforms, but you get a blazers and clothes. They give you the clothes. You know how you march in for the opening ceremony? You got the red, white, and blue, usually a red, white, and blue tie, maybe a blue jacket, white pants. Some combination of red, white, and blue we're carrying the American flags in, right? Well, what we found out is that the berets we're going to wear and the blazers and the pants, everything's made in China. The American Olympic team going to compete in the Olympics has to buy all their stuff. They get it from China. Ralph Lauren apparently designed it, and I'm sure it slipped through the cracks. But can you believe that our uniforms we're wearing in the Olympic Games are made in China? Here we're desperately trying to hang on to manufacturing jobs. We're outsourcing all our manufacturing. We become a service economy. All we can do is do a pretty good job of you want fries with that, or waiting on people, or giving. And there's nothing wrong with the service economy. The service economy serves a great purpose to generate the dollars we need. But you've still got to have the manufacturing base. We've all agreed the manufacturing base has dropped dramatically in the last 10 or 15 years. We're just not producing that many goods. Well, you've got a symbol to make. Hey, we can compete. We make the best quality goods right here. But when it comes to our Olympic team, what they're going to wear, from the hat to the shirts to the underwear to the everything, made in China. It's so crazy in terms of the screw-ups. You've got to laugh a little bit, don't you? Speaking of McDonald's, I mentioned McDonald's and the Starbucks. I had this personal experience. Let me tell you my personal experience at McDonald's. Now, I'm not a big Chicken McNugget guy, but I got grandkids that are. They love those Chicken McNuggets. So I'm driving through the Starbucks, and there's the menu right there, and the little gal comes on when you hit the button. And so my little granddaughter wanted half a dozen McNuggets, a few McNuggets to kind of tide us over until the mealtime. So I go hit the button, and I said, I'd like a half a dozen nuggets. And the teenage girl very politely said, we don't have half a dozen nuggets. You don't have a half a dozen nuggets? She said, we don't. I said, well, what do you have? She says, we have 6, 9, or 12. So I said, I can't order a half a dozen nuggets, but I can order 6 nuggets. That's right, sir. That's right. That's how it works here. No half a dozen, but you can order 6. You got to laugh, huh? Boy, American education in action right there. Here's one, too. One more, too. My friend told me this. I didn't do this. But a buddy of mine said he went to the local Walmart. We got one just very here. I can almost look out our studios here and Clear Channel and see the local Walmart. And so there's a lady behind him. They're putting things on the belt a little too close. You know how you take all the things you buy at Walmart, your canned goods and your groceries and all the other stuff. So you pick up one of those dividers, right? They keep them at the cash register. You place it between one thing so they don't get mixed up. Well, after the girl scanned his items, she picks up the divider and looks it over for the barcode. She says, not finding the barcode. You know how much this thing cost? He rolled his eyes and said, well, I've changed my mind. I don't think I'll buy that today. I'm not going to buy the divider that you supply to keep my goods from somebody else's goods, young lady. There ain't no barcode on there. Anyway, hey, is this a great country or what? Come back and talk to me some more. Jim Brown and Jim Brown's Common Sense. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. Freshen up your coffee, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
With the presidential election going on, the global economy is certainly a top consideration. What do you do about so many of these problems? And are two parties good enough to make us all work? Can we do this with two parties? You know, in most countries, you've got more than two parties. You might have four or five parties that have to build a consensus. We're a two-party country. We've always been so over many, many years. But can third parties actually have an effect on the election? Can 3 or 4% of voters go to a third party and maybe have an effect on who wins this election? That's an interesting question. We've got a guest right now. Phil Cuyopa is with us right now. Okay, we're trying to get our guest here right now. Tom, tell me when to get our guest on here. We're trying to get Phil. He's a global economic expert, author of a variety of books, Wake Up America, several others. I want to ask him about a third-party candidacy. We have a governor down here in Louisiana, Buddy Romer, that tried for a number of long time, got several hundred thousand dollars in federal financing. There's a system where you can qualify for federal funding. If you do, you're limited to how much you can spend, so the big candidates don't do that. But Romer got a couple hundred thousand dollars and ran for a while. He's now opted out. You've got the Libertarian Party. You've got the Green Party. You've got a number of parties out there that are trying to run. Now, they don't have a chance. You and I know that. But what happens if the Libertarian Party pulls off 2% of the vote or 3% of the vote? Who benefits from that? Does that help Obama? Does that help Romney? I would think you can argue that the Green Party, remember Ralph Nader ran on the Green Party label back in 2000, and many say that he had an effect on causing Al Gore to lose that election. He pulled off a percent or two that came away from Gore. Remember how close that election was? It could have made the difference and swung the election. So as a consequence, third parties are not going to elect a candidate from their party, but they can make a difference in terms of what the percentage of voters are out there to go to one candidate or the other. We saw that true with going back into the Bill Clinton election, George Bush, and you had Ross Perot running that time. Perot, what do you got, about 19-20% of the vote? Some people said that caused Bush to lose the election. Others argued the other way. It's hard to figure out. So we're going to explore that today a little bit. Have we got our guest on? We got Phil on, Tom, yet? Okay. Okay, we're having trouble getting that guest. We'll come back and talk some more about it. But issues like that in terms of the structure are very important to these candidates as they try to weigh. And if you had that Green Party I was saying, that would probably have an effect on the Obama candidacy. Now, it gets complicated because, quite frankly, most of the states in this country are irrelevant to the campaign process. Down where I live in Louisiana, the Deep South, it's all going for Romney automatically, knee-jerk, no consideration. It's gone Republican for the last several elections. So you're not going to see strategy worry about what happens down here. Quite frankly, let's assume a Green Party candidate or a Libertarian candidate, neither party care how many votes come into a state like Louisiana or Texas or Alabama or Georgia, all going for the Republicans. But when you get into some of these swing states, when you get into Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia has become a very close swing state. You see a third party candidacy in about 12 states can make the difference. You pull off 1 or 2% for the Green Party, you pull off a little bit for the Libertarian Party, and that can take just enough votes to maybe swing the election towards one candidate or the other, and then those electoral votes go to that candidate. So what you're going to see is, if you're not in one of those, say, 10 to 12 swing states, you're going to see very little advertising. The TV spots you see on television are not run nationally. When you see an Obama spot come on or a Romney spot come on, that's not running all over the country. That's running just in regions where these swing states are profiled. You're going to see heavy advertising in Ohio, a massive advertising blitz in Pennsylvania, down in Virginia, of course, Florida. North Carolina looks like it's leaning a little bit Republican right now. By the way, we're going to be broadcasting live from North Carolina. I'm going to play a little hooky and take a vacation up at a family place we've got up in the mountains up around Boone, North Carolina, Asheville, all that area. And we always have the pleasure of broadcasting our show live from the University of North Carolina there at Asheville, at Boone, which is called Appalachian State. Wonderful university. We got Phil on? Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you for telling me that, Tom. We're going to hold on. We'll try to get him for the next segment. But in any event, we'll be broadcasting live from up there in the North Carolina area the next couple of weeks, and I'll tell you about that on next week's show. But in any event, that is a swing state. It's gone more. It looks like it's leaning more towards Romney. And so you get down to these states, and that's where the third-party candidacies can make a huge difference, because it may just take 50,000 votes, 100,000 votes could swing the election from one to the other. Look, when we saw Florida, a handful of votes determined that Florida election with all the chads and all that happened in 2000. Al Gore wins the popular vote, loses the election because he lost Florida. It all came down to Florida. And so third-party candidacies can make a huge difference when you come in to this kind of an election. And both presidential candidates are looking at that very closely. Obviously, if their polls show that a majority, let's say that Romney is polling and shows that 65% of Libertarians would normally vote for him, but there's a strong Libertarian candidate running in that state, then they're going to do all they can to talk the Libertarian out of the race, obviously, because it's going to impact them. So there's a lot of the behind-the-scenes things that we don't know about, we don't read about, that have a direct effect when it comes to these third-party candidacies. And our guest, Phil Cuyope, apparently got hung up. He's an expert at this. I want to have him come on and talk about it, and we'll catch him here later on in the program to talk some more. I mentioned before about the importance of the freedom issue that concerns me. I don't know if I'll see Mitt Romney. I'm going to try tomorrow. He's speaking in Baton Rouge at a place where I was going to go to lunch anyway, and so if I have a chance to visit with him, I'm going to confront him about the whole freedom issue. If I have a chance to ever confront Barack Obama or one of his surrogates, I'll certainly do that. But we hear so much about the national problems, the cry out for a solution, and we need to talk about those things. The economy, obviously tax reform is a front burner issue right now in Congress. Health care, we went through the whole Obamacare and the Obamany care. You take your choice because both candidates have pushed this individual mandate. Immigration kind of comes and goes in terms of front burner issues, front page status, front page issues to be discussed. But what seemed to be irrelevant in both campaigns is this, what we talked about in that last segment, the loss of freedoms. And, you know, what a lot of people say, well, you know, America's land of the free and home of the brave, right? No country has individual freedoms found in the United States. We're continually told that. No other country comes close to the economic and individual freedoms found here at home, right? Well, maybe not. For over a decade, the Wall Street Journal and the Heritage Foundation, if you don't know about the Heritage Foundation, that's Washington's preeminent think tank, conservative think tank. They've annually published the Influential Index of Freedoms, Economic and Personal Freedoms. The index covers 10 basic freedoms. They include your property rights, freedom from corruption, entrepreneurship, a host of individual freedoms. And they look at 184 countries. How did America come out? We're the land of the free and home of the brave, right? Well, Hong Kong leads the list number one. Then Singapore, Australia, New Zealand, Switzerland, Canada, Ireland, Denmark, and then just squeezing in the top 10, barely edging out Chile and Bahrain, is the United States. So maybe we don't have all the freedoms we think we do, and we're going to talk about it some more on the show. I've written about it this week in a column that I hope you'll take a look at. You can go to the column at www.jimbrownusa.com. That's www.jimbrownusa.com. Take a look at the column, see what you think, and we'll talk about it some more right here on the Common Sense Show.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at TheHandyCity.com. That's TheHandyCity.com. I'll say it again, TheHandyCity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Ça c'est le bon ton relay. Let the good times roll. Yai!
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel, helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com, the next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
We've been talking about the issues in this presidential election, what these candidates should be focusing on. Of course, the economy ought to be the number one issue. That's going to make or break both campaigns, quite frankly. Tax reform is kind of confusing. Health care is kind of a split down the middle. I don't think it changes many votes, quite frankly, whether you're for Obamacare or Obamanicare. I say Obamanicare, but it was Mitt Romney's idea to come up with his individual mandate to begin with. Immigration is a confusing issue that only affects certain key states in this country. We get very emotional about it. I don't think it's going to – it's so cluttered right now between Obama and Romney, I don't think it's going to make a big difference. I'm arguing that we've let the idea of freedom pass us by. I gave you that index that came from the Heritage Foundation, the Wall Street Journal, the Freedom Index, showing that we're not the freest country in the world. We are barely in the top 10. Many countries are free, but we've done some things to limit our freedom. And the downhill slide, quite frankly, began after 9/11. We were scared, and for very good reason. Because the entire national defense apparatus that included the military, the CIA, the FBI, the Justice Department, all of these agencies, quite frankly, failed by allowing a handful of Saudi Arabians with little bit more than box cutters. You know what a box cutter is? It's like a penknife. With those little penknives, they brought down a handful of Saudis brought down the Twin Towers and cause absolute havoc at the Pentagon. And the whole security apparatus that's supposed to make us feel safe failed. There were holes galore. We're not going to rehash all this, but it was a terrible disaster for the country's defense system. And so when one feels their intimate safety is at threat, then we're more forgiving of those who usurp their basic freedoms. Bush administration saw an opportunity and jumped right in to limit a whole host of individual freedoms. And I'm not just beating up on Bush, because Obama has picked up the tactic and gone much farther than Bush, quite frankly. And you say, well, what harm has it done? Don't these restrictions just apply to the bad guys? Well, no, they apply to everyone. And here's what we've allowed to happen. This Patriot Act was passed, and it drove a stake through the heart of the Bill of Rights and a number of the original Ten Amendments, the First, the Fourth, the Fifth, the Sixth, the Seventh, the Eighth. I've written about it and talked about it continually. Conservative columnist John Whitehead put it this way, quote, in the name of fighting terrorism, government officials are now permitted to monitor religious and political institutions with no suspicion of criminal wrongdoing whatsoever, They can prosecute librarians or keepers of any other records if they told anyone that the government had subpoenaed information. They can monitor conversations between attorneys and clients. They can search and seize Americans' papers and effects without showing probable cause, going to a judge, getting a warrant. And you can jail Americans indefinitely, indefinitely without a trial. Well, that's not the kind of country you and I want to live in. We're better than that. We're better than that. There's nothing. Look, if you think someone's done something wrong, go to a judge and get a warrant signed. It's not a big deal. Judges tell me they do it on a phone call at 3 o'clock in the morning, and they're glad to do it. They want to get the bad guys off the street. But just don't arbitrarily allow some bureaucrat to decide they want to go after somebody and do so. Let's don't get to find out and solve the crime. Let's profile the person, maybe see if they've committed a crime. That goes on way, way, way too often in this country today. So the Bush administration showed a major disregard for American values, the country's history, over 200 years of jurisprudence. And Obama's done no better. He's followed up and made it even more difficult, limiting freedoms even more. Let me talk to you about the difference between security and freedom. Judge Andrew Napolitano did a very good job of explaining this. Here's what he said. He used to be on Fox News for a number of years. He said, President Bush argued frequently and forcefully that his first job was to keep us safe. He was wrong. The Constitution tells us that his sole job was to enforce the Constitution. And that means keeping us free. Free from tyrants who sought and claimed power from thin air, free from prince-like federal agents who could behave without constitutional or legal restraint, free to live with a government that obeyed its own laws. Any president who keeps us safe but unfree is rejecting his oath to the American people. And then, as I said, President Obama comes along and compounds the problem. He goes ahead and reauthorizes this Patriot Act. He goes much further. This egregious National Defense Authorization Act. All those titles sound so protective, don't they? What this does is allow for indefinite detention of American citizens without any charges being filed or any trial allowed. They can just pick you up, throw you in jail, keep you away from your lawyer. That is allowed on the president's whim under this National Defense Authorization Act. President quite simply has proven to be a disaster, in my opinion, when it comes to protecting civil liberties. Here's what constitutional scholar Jonathan Turley, University of Virginia, here's what he says about the Obama protection of individual liberties. Quote, protecting individual rights and liberties, apart from the right to be tax-free, seems barely relevant to candidates or voters today. One man is primarily responsible for the disappearance of civil liberties from the national debate, and he is Barack Obama. While many are reluctant to admit it, Obama has proven to be a disaster, not just for specific civil liberties, but the civil liberties cause in the United States. So you think, okay, you can't trust the Republicans, and you can't trust the Democrats, you can't trust George Bush, and you can't trust Obama. We got the Supreme Court, though. We got this Supreme Court that's going to be our last line of defense for basic liberties, right? Look, folks, recent decisions give us little solace that government usurpation of basic rights are going to be protected. Just recently, a few weeks ago, the Supreme Court, let me tell you what they ruled. Here's what they ruled. Someone who's arrested for a traffic ticket can be jailed and strip searched. That's right. Let me tell you what happened. This guy, Albert Florence, and his wife are driving down the road. And they got their four-year-old little son in the car. They're going to a family event in the middle of the afternoon. And Mrs. Florence is driving. She's pulled over for a routine traffic stop. Nothing wrong. She's given no citation. But when the trooper did a roadside check of the owner's vehicle license, he found an outstanding arrest warrant for Mr. Florence, Albert. He happens just to be in the car. He apparently, according to the trooper, failed to pay a fine 7 years earlier. So they arrest him, handcuff him, put him in the car, and take him to jail. Well, as it turned out, the computer messed up. The computer was wrong. Albert Florence had paid the fine right when he was given the ticket. But the state had failed to purge the arrest warrant. In the meantime, Albert Flores is taken to jail over this parking ticket. He's strip-searched twice and jailed for 7 days before he finally went before a judge and he was released. Now, look, there have been examples, and this came out in the court, that people can be strip-searched for offenses as minor as biking with an inaudible bell, walking a dog off a leash, and driving with a noisy muffler. You can be strip-searched, thrown in jail, 6 or 7 days, strip-searched. Supreme Court said nothing wrong with that. That's just the price you pay. We make mistakes, but that's just, you know, the overall good. Getting back to this idea of France and this collective liberty, you follow me? Not the individual protections, collective. The collective good, Justice Kennedy said, is more important than your individual protection, your individual freedoms. That's what the Supreme Court ruled. They said it's okay to strip search a minor who was biking with an inaudible bell. A minor can be strip searched. I'll tell you what, I don't know if you're concerned about this. And remember the Broadway play, The Music Man? What was that guy's name? He was the con guy. He said, there's trouble in River City. Let me tell you what, folks, with Supreme Court decisions like this, with the Patriot Act, with what George Bush did, followed up by Barack Obama, in America today, there's serious trouble with the flagrant disregard of basic freedoms by government operatives who seem more concerned about their concentration of power. Thomas Paine said it best 200 years ago. He said, it's the responsibility of the patriot to protect his country from its government. All we can do is hope that responsible Democrats and Republicans alike in this presidential election year will heed this call for freedom. So far, the track record of both Republicans and Democrats don't give us a whole lot of hope, and that's the real American tragedy. Don't want to be too pessimistic, but in this presidential year, we got to talk about these things. If you don't, you let 4 years go by, and it does not come back up on the front burner. We're going to come back and talk some more. We've got a lot more on the show. Jim Brown here in Jim Brown's Common Sense. Freshen up your coffees. Enjoy the news at the top of the hour, and we'll be right back.
Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.